This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:08 on this Monday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news this morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 8.43, up a nickel. March wheat trading at 8.58 and a half, up 4 3/4. December corn trading at 7.33 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. March corn trading at 7.37 and 3/4, up 6 3/4. January soybeans trading at 13.97, up 13 3/4. March beans trading at 13.83. That is up 15. The overnight crude oil market, 97 cents higher at 87.89. The Brent crude, 75 cents higher at 109.70. The December gold contract, $8.90 higher at $1,723.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.218 lower at 81.039. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, December wheat ended at 8.38, down 7 1/2. March wheat ended at 8.53 3/4, down 7 1/2. May wheat ended at 8.60 1/4, down 7 1/2. December corn Friday ended at 7.27, up 5 3/4. March corn ended at 7.31, up 6. May corn ended at 7.26 3/4, up 6 1/2. January soybeans Friday ended at 13.83 1/4, up 18 3/4. March beans ended at 13.68, up 16. May beans ended at 13.51 1/2, up 10 3/4. December soybean meal on Friday, $424.60, down 59. January meal, $419, down 64. March meal ended at $409.20, down 58. December soybean oil on Friday, $47.05, down 41. January oil, $47.37, down 42. March oil ended at $47.83, down 43. December oats on Friday ended at $364.50, unchanged. March oats ended at $374.50, and that was up a half. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Friday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois County grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn higher and wheat and soybeans lower. Corn values were supported by a more positive outlook for the ethanol industry. Fund selling pushed soybean futures lower. Beneficial rains on newly planted Brazilian soybean crop was the primary cause for this sell-off. Northern Western Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids 5 to 7 cents higher at 7.06 to 7.21. Soybean bids were down 19 to 22 cents at 1348 to 1369. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted corn bids 5 to 7 higher at 719 to 733. Soybeans 14 to 24 cents lower at 1364 to 1378. Corn bids in southern Illinois were mostly 5 to 7 cents higher at 707 to 743. Soybeans 19 to 25 cents lower at 1365 to 1398. Wheat bids were 5 to 8 lower at 818 to 823. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 19 to 22 cents lower at 1395 to 1403, with basis unchanged to 3 lower at 12 over to 20 over. The January High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 442.60 to 447.60. That's $5.90 lower. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 6 to 8 cents higher at 727 to 739. Basis was unchanged to up 2 with at option to plus 12 over the December. Distiller dried grains with soy oil was offered unchanged to down 1 at $250 to $264 per ton. Illinois river loading barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids unchanged to 1 lower at 723 to 731. With basis 5 to 6 lower at 4 under to 4 over the December. Soybeans ended 24 cents lower at 1381 to 1390. Basis was 5 cents lower at 2 under to 7 over the January. New crop wheat was down 9 at 815 to 816. Basis unchanged at 31 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 697 to 748. These elevators load their soybean prices 20 to 23 cents with quotations at 1403 to 1407. Wheat was down 12 cents at 828 to 829, and Milo was 6 cents higher at 687 to 688. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in northern western Illinois on corn had a range of 714 to 742, soybeans at 1350 to 1368. Central Illinois corn contracts went at 726 to 745, January at 1371 to 1386. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in southern Illinois on corn, 712 to 756, soybeans 1373 to 1390, and July delivered soft red winter wheat from $8 to $8.16. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, December hogs ended at 80.32, up a quarter. February hogs ended at 86.45, up 30. April hogs ended at 91.25, up a dime. December cattle Friday, 126.15, up 55. February cattle, 130.02, up 65. April cattle, 134.07, up 72. January feeder cattle Friday, 145.60, up 45. March feeders, 148.12, up 52. April feeders, 149.80, up 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels of gilts on a carcass basis ending $1.43 lower. Base price range of $72.47 to $75, a weighted average of $72.85. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market today was steady to weak, selling at $51 to $55. Receipts in Illinois, 11,674 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows rated steady with sows under 400 pounds, 53 to 55. 4 to 500 pounds, 53 to 59. 4 to 500 pounds... over 500 pounds, 57 to 61, a few up to $65. The USDA National Carlot Pork Report has trading slow with light demand and mostly moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was off 27 cents at 81.30. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 433,000, up 3,000 from a week ago and 2,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 2,131,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection was 115,000. That's down 1,000 from a week ago, up 7,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 108,000. The afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review has negotiated cash trade on light to moderate demand in all the major feeding regions. Confirmed negotiated sales, 16,261 head. Steers and heifers on a live basis, 124 to 126, and on a dress basis, from 195 to 197.50. The USDA boxed beef cutout values were steady on moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Choice carcasses were 9 cents higher at 193.02, while select was down 5 at 173.08. Choice to select spread at 1994. We had 156 fab loads day and 51 trim loads. At the Walnut Livestock Auction on Thursday, receipts totaled 421 head, compared to last week's large steers and heifers sold mixed, with cattle under 1,300 pounds trading steady, cattle over 1,300 pounds selling $3 higher. Choice slaughter steers, 120 to 127.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 122.75 to 127.25. Breaker slaughter cows at 77 to 84. Boners, 70 to 80.78. Leans, 61 to $68. There was a special feeder cattle sale at the Carthage Livestock Center on Thursday. Trade was very active with very good demand, especially on large groups of reputation cattle. All cattle that sold had been weaned for at least 30 days and had at least one round of vaccinations. 450 to 500 pound feeder steers, medium large ones, 169 to 169.50. 5 to 600 pounds at 152 to 162. And fancy up to 171.25. 6 to 700 pounds, 140 to 153.50. Fancy up to 159.25. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 5 to 600 pounds, 140 to 150. 6 to 700 with fancy there at 167. 6 to 700 pounds at 130 to 148. Fancy to 151. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday for butter, 179 and a half, down 7. For block cheese, 182 and a half, up a half. For barrel cheese, 172 and a quarter, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 2074. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, 717, for January, 722. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, 717, for January, 722. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, 1382, for January, 1384. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, 797. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, 717. Corn at Scottville, 717. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1382. Wheat at Scottville, 797. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for later today. Scattered showers possible. The high today about 60 degrees with light south winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers possible. The low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming partly cloudy. The high in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers Thanksgiving. Low temperatures in the upper 30s. High temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, light south winds, the barometric pressure steady, 42 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
This week at Capri IGA, prepare yourself for a Thanksgiving meal with great savings. Get a frozen bone-in turkey breast for $1.59 a pound. Del Monte canned corn or green beans for just 49 cents each. And Kraft Cool Whip, just 75 cents each. For value and convenience, shop your hometown proud Capri IGA in Hillsboro, Greenville, and Litchfield. IGA.
And part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by EnviroFoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First of all, we'll join Kent McFarland from the Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts on Wednesday, 566 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 higher in a light test. Slaughter cows, $1 lower. Slaughter bulls traded steady. Feeder cattle, unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers at 120 to 125. Select and choice, 114.50 to 120. Choice Holsteins, 110 to 112. With select and choice Holsteins, 103 to 110.50. Choice slaughter heifers at 120 to 122.50. Select and choice at 115 to 120. Slaughter cows, boners, 75 to 80. Lean slaughter cows, 65 to 70. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls, $82 to $90. In the feeder cattle run, feeder steers, medium and large runs, 6 to 650 pounds, 136 to 143. Package of 689 pound value added at 148.50. Feeder Holstein steers, 5 to 600 pounds, $85 to $93. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 500 pounds, 143 to 149, and 6 to 700 pounds at 120 to 128. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now a report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville.
Receipts totaled 443 head on Tuesday. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 lower in a light test. Slaughter steers $1 lower, slaughter bulls $2 lower, feeder cattle traded unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers 120, 25 to 126, select and choice at 115 to 121. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 112, 75 to 115, select and choice Holsteins at 105, 25 to 112, 25. Choice slaughter heifers 121 to 125, 75. The select and choice at 118 to 120.75. Breaker slaughter cows, 87.50. Boners at 76 to 82.50. Lean slaughter cows, 66.50 to $72. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls, 82.50 to 87. In the feeder cattle run, feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 400 pounds, 150 to 160. 5 to 600 pounds, 130 to 140. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to area pork producers, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, last month, as we attended the open house on the Kloss family farm north of Carlinville for their hog operation, it was great to celebrate with the Kloss family, but also to see so many other producers from the county come and support the operation. Tim and Mark Rushup are family farmers near the Staunton area, and Mark told us more about why they were there to celebrate and a little bit more about their family operation. Mark, you were saying you actually are the president of the Young Farmers here.
Yes, we're here, came out today to check out the new livestock building and help promote livestock in Macoupin County, because it is becoming a rarity that someone is investing money back in local producers. So we came out here to get some pork chops and check out the new building because it's open to the public. It's beautiful.
Tell us about your freezer beef business, because it's been a few years and gosh, that's really a successful business for you guys.
It really is. Locally grown food's pretty a hot topic right now, and we are out doing that. People want to know where their food comes from, and we show them and let them know. And we have customers all over the place, just not Staunton area. We travel, there's a gentleman in Chicago that buys from us every year.
Wow. How did you start establishing? So word of mouth, or how did that work for you as far as getting those customers?
Basically word of mouth. Our dad and mom, they're pretty involved in that, and they'll just start conversations with people everywhere and let them know that we do this and that they can become a customer of ours, and it's pretty easy. It's not complicated at all.
Because you are just consistent and you provide that quality product.
That's right, Rita. We do that. And we also have beef, available all the time. So we have sold quite a few fat cattle lately.
People stocking up for the winter.
That's right. And people are starting to worry about their grills next spring.
Your brother, Tim, is also with us. And Tim, as you look at your family operation today, how great is it that you're able to still farm with your brother and your dad and make it work?
Oh, that's really great. It's a lot of fun. We can be together every day, work together. Surprisingly enough, we do get along really well. So it's a lot of fun to be there and to get everything done.
Another aspect of your farming business today is the fact that you guys are local Burris seed dealers. And tell us about that relationship.
Mark and I have been Burris dealers for going on 5 years now. Got started with a guy I knew from college, and we started buying some from him. He said, why don't you become a dealer? So we did, and it's done very well for us the last 5 years. And we continue to grow our business in that aspect.
And now you have a next generation to talk about. Tell us about that.
Yes, about 14 weeks ago, became a father. We have a daughter, a first grandchild on our side, and actually the first girl in 114 years in our family.
Yes. Wow, and her name is?
Her name is Mackenzie.
Wow, 114 years.
Yes, for a girl, wow. Rushop girl.
You guys must feel pretty good about the future with the partnership and with the diversity that you have right now.
Yeah, and it works out really well to have the livestock and the farming and the seed sales to keep us all busy and give us all something to do.
Macoupin County family farmers Tim and Mark Rushop here on WSMI.
Thank you, Rita. It is coming up on 6:30 on this Monday morning from FM 106. Here's the Section 19 FFA report, and we'll join Tommy Justison.
Hello, my name is Tommy Justison, and I am the Section 19 reporter. And this last month has been very busy for the FFA, and I will just go over a few of our activities from the month of October. First of all, Section 19 had their annual leadership training school on October 3rd at Greenville Auditorium in Greenville. And our opening ceremonies were followed by a Domino's pizza dinner, and before the start of the sessions, there were four rotations to choose from. We had one for reporters and historians, and one for secretaries, one for sentinels and treasurers, and one for presidents and vice presidents. There were three different times, so that the first group who were actually serving in this capacity got to go to see these sessions, and then the second and third was the next room based on the interest in possibly becoming one of the office of the people in attendance. And these were taught by all the section officers who currently serve in those positions. All the while, the state treasurer, Tyson Schulte, had activities for the green hand members or the first-year members. And when all the sessions were over, everyone came back into the auditorium for a keynote speech. After the STAR conference last month, and a lot of planning on the section officers' part, I believe that our section leadership training school is a great success and that the members learn how to serve their capacity or their future capacity to the fullest. On Thursday, October 4th, I had the opportunity to visit and help conduct Tyson Schulte's activities with the members of the Pena, Mulberry Grove, and Vandalia FFA chapters. This was part of our chapter visits. And we started the globe game is an icebreaker, and then it was a game called the ping pong whiskey bottle, which tested the students' hand-eye coordination and taught them that as many got that on the second try, that if you fail the first time, try and try again. Because the only time that you truly fail is when you stop trying. Next was the number game, which was a team event, and you try to hit all the numbers as fast as possible, which taught the different students to learn teamwork and leadership, as one of the members would call out the numbers on the side. Lastly, we handed out the gold cards, which helped students prioritize, as well as short, intermediate, and long-term goals. I had a great time the day that I went, and hope that all the chapters had fun as well. The Hillsboro FFA chapter sponsored their annual sporting tournament on October 8th at Columbus Day, and teams from all over the state of Illinois brought FFA members to compete. And this is one of our landmark years. We've had more members this year than we have in the past. The tournament was graciously hosted by Fowler's and Butler, and they supplied the competitors with lunch. Teams were a group of two members that shot, and there were teams in gold, silver, and bronze. And many members from Section 19 were awarded with different rankings. During October 24th to 27th, the 85th National FFA Convention was held in Indianapolis, Indiana. Many section chapters were in attendance, as Section 19 and Illinois in general received many awards during the National Convention. Clayton Carley, our former state officer, was named American Start Farmer. and was a national officer finalist. Three members from Section 19 received their American FFA degrees, with two in attendance at the National Convention. With an ever-growing career fair, leadership workshops, and FFA as a whole, more and more members get the unique opportunity to travel together and see members from all over the United States, from Alaska to Puerto Rico and from Maine to Hawaii, and even the Virgin Islands. I have traveled with my father every year since the National Convention has been held in Indianapolis, and we'd like to thank the City of Indianapolis, Indiana, for hosting our convention, because next year the 86th National FFA Convention will be held in Louisville, Kentucky. I look forward to a great convention to come. Lastly, on October 11th, 10 schools from Section 19 participated in the Section Land Use CDE, and it was held at a farm in South Central Farina, Illinois. Many of the Section 19's members spent the day judging four different holes of dirt to judge such factors as drainage, permeability, and soil layer thickness, and the top team was Greenville. Well, that's about it for me. October has been a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing you in November. Thank you very much.
That was Section 19 FFA reporter Tommy Justison. Row crop farmers throughout the country are looking forward to the 2013 growing season in hopes of a better year. Todd Gleason reports on what the net income from the average price of farmland in central Illinois could be expected to provide.
The 2012 harvest is done. Good riddance to a rotten growing season. Now the question is, what will the land provide in 2013? There are many factors, but from this vantage in time, looking across now barren farms, the best guesses are based on economic data. Price projections, like the ones the ag economists at the University of Illinois have put together, for acres farmed under a 50-50 sharecrop rent agreement. Here's Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke.
What we do is we start with our corn and soybean prices. Our corn price is $5.50 and soybean price is $12.50, looking at 2013. There we have $510 to split between the landlord and the tenant, and a typical 50-50 share rent lease would give $350 to the tenant, and the remainder would go to the farmer.
Those returns would provide both the landlord and the tenant an above average return and are based on current University of Illinois price projections for the 2013 crop. If the U of I is wrong and prices slip to what the Illinois team has deemed the new long-term midpoint prices, $4.50 corn and $10.50 soybeans based on harvest month futures, then net profit slips to $340 an acre.
Obviously, with $340 to split between the landlord and tenant, there's a lot less to split than $510, but a share rent lease under those conditions would result in $265 worth of returns and roughly $75 going to the farmer. So, you know, considerably less than what people have gotten accustomed to in the last several years.
Well, the bottom end of the projected price range is $3.50 corn and $8.50 beans, with a net profit of $170 an acre. It would all, under a 50-50 share rent agreement, go to the landlord, plus an extra $10 an acre out of the farmer's pocket. A rather chilling thought, as autumn wanes in the Midwest. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
In other farm news, on this Monday, the Environmental Protection Agency announced Friday it does not have enough evidence of severe economic harm to warrant waiving the renewable fuel standard. EPA Assistant Administrator says while EPA recognizes this year's drought has created hardship in some sectors of the economy, especially for livestock producers, its extensive market analysis makes clear congressional requirements for a waiver have not been met, and waiving the RFS would have little, if any, impact. Both the United States Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Energy conducted economic analysis modeling that helped EPA make their decision. The natural food activists pushing for labeling of genetically engineered foods had a difficult time explaining why people who can barely afford food, period, should care more about the food labels than food prices. The event last Thursday at the Salvation Army's Sylvia Fites Family Service Center in Peoria was a promotion for Food and Water Watch's Let Me Decide campaign. The campaign is an effort to pass a state law requiring labeling of genetically modified foods. Senator Dave Kohler, a Democrat of Peoria, plans to introduce the bill in the next legislative session in January. A quick reminder, the first hay auction of the year will be held Saturday, December 1st at the Madison County Ag Auction near Fosterburg. That will start at 11. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 8.43, up a nickel. March wheat trading at 8.50, up 4.25. December corn trading at 7.33.5, up 6.5. March corn trading at 7.37, up 6. January soybeans trading at 13.90, up 14.75. March beans trading at 13.84.25, up 16.25. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.